Blog Talk Radio.
This next song is a favorite of mine because I stop and think of why I love Jesus. And the first thing that comes to mind is I love him because he first loved me. I love him because he looked beyond my faults and he sees all of my needs. I love him because, in spite of Edward, he still loves me. I love him because he meets every need. And not only the need, but he supplies and gives me my heart's desire. Saints, you know, a lot of things we don't even need. We don't even need them, but just because we want them, God gives them to us. Hallelujah. Pray for us as we come with, Lord, I love you.
spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I love you. Oh, I praise you. I worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to Jesus in the Morning. I'm your host, Evangelist Barbara Pittman of Freedom Doors Ministries, and I come to you live each morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And today is August the 13th, 2019. We're grateful unto Almighty God for another day and for 8 months and 13 days into this new year. He has kept us. We may have gone through some things, but yet he kept us and kept us alive. Excuse me. So we're grateful unto him this morning. And this morning we are talking about casting your cares upon God, for he careth for you. And yesterday we talked about the strong God, Almighty God, who have all the power, and the things we need to do to demonstrate the power in us of Almighty God. Yeah, and what he's requiring of us. And he cared for us. He loved us. He won't withhold no good thing from us. He said he know his plan for us, his purpose for us, nothing evil, nothing bad. Everything he had planned for us is good. Many times it's our situation, it's what we allow. It's things we have done that will cause backlashes, will cause negative things to come our way. And then sometimes it's trials that we go through, because we must learn from every trial, give us a lesson. And so we're grateful unto him that he have nothing evil planned, but all good planned for us. And we're grateful unto him this morning. We're going to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, we'll come back with our morning prayer and morning scripture. And then we'll go in and talk about casting your cares upon God, for he cares for you. Yeah.
Thank you.
hallelujah, I come to lift him up. I come to clap my hands. I come to stamp my feet. Oh, yeah. I don't know what you come to do. Oh, yeah, the Anointed Brown Sisters this morning, and we thank God for good gospel music today, inspirational, motivational, and encouraging words of Zion. I have to have it. I have to have it. And I thank God for it. So we're moving right along this morning. We're going to have our morning prayer. And whatever your prayer is today, I touch and agree with you in prayer. The word says, where two or three are gathered in my name is touching and agreeing. There I am in the midst. So not only does God hear, but he's willing to answer. He's able to answer, according to his will today. And so we want to be praying for each other, you know, when we're not with one another during the day. We want to, you know, reach out to the Lord for this sister and that brother and ask God to bless and keep them. And it's all right because he sees the very intent of our hearts. And when we pray for others and we consider others, God is pleased. And when our ways please him, he will bless us all way beyond what we could ever imagine. Yeah, God have things we never thought about before, because many times we're in situations and he worked these things out in ways we had no clue. Yeah, and so we thank him this morning. So let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning, closing our right minds with the use and activities of our limbs. We thank you this day for life, health, and strength. And Father, this is the day that you made. We will rejoice and be glad in this day. And Father, no matter what come our way during the day, we know that you are able to take care of it for us. For without you, we can do nothing. The earth is yours, the fullness thereof, Father, the world and they that dwell therein. And you have control over everything. You put reassurance in us. We have faith in you. We trust you today. For we know no other who can do what you does. So we thank you this morning. Father, we ask that you would bless every caller and every listener this morning, those that are coming through the archives and the podcasts. And Father, I touch and agree with these your people for whatever they're asking you for, whatever they're talking to you about. I touch and agree with them today that not only you hear, but Father, you move quickly, answer quickly for these your people. They come faithfully every morning to hear what you have to say. They're seeking you. They need to hear from you today. Lord, do it for them in the name of Jesus. Bless their family members, near and far. Lord, bless the household, whatever the household standing in need of. Father, we ask that you would supply it this morning in the name of Jesus. Whatever it may be, food, clothes, bills, whatever, peace, joy, happiness, whatever it may be today, Lord, I ask that you would supply in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning for being a supplier. We thank you that you'll supply for us according to our needs. We thank you today. We give you glory, honor, and praise, for there's none like you. Father, we come this morning asking that you would heal those that are among us that are sick this morning, those that are not feeling well, those that are going through in their bodies. Lord, heal in the name of Jesus. You took a beating for the healing of the nation, and there's yet healing in the hem of your garment. And Father, today you yet heal all manner of sickness and disease. Do it for your people in the name of Jesus. And Father, for your glory, and that they come out with the testimony unto you in the name of Jesus. Ask this morning that, Father, you would bless those that are incarcerated, those that are in every branch of the military. Father, children this morning, bless children going back to school. And the enemy has so many things cooked up for children to stop them, to destroy them, to mess it up, so that the enemy can get more to go back with him. But Lord, we know you're able. We know that all power is yours, and you have a mighty sweet way of doing things for your people. Do it for children today in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We ask this morning that you would bless widowers and bereaved families and intercessory prayer people, preachers preaching in the name of Jesus, in obedience unto you and love for your people. Israel and Jerusalem, Father, bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem. Continue to bless America and the leadership of America. But we ask this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, that God, you would turn America around, turn them back to you. Father, remind them that if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will you hear from heaven, forgive the sins and heal the land. Help them to remember that you blessed America to come together, one of the most powerful and blessed countries ever. And God, we know that these people see that you are in control, but yet they won't surrender. We ask this morning in the name of Jesus that we will come back to you wholeheartedly. And you've even blessed the African-American communities, God. You bless these people. You blessed us. And we've turned our back on you. We want what the devil has. We're chasing after the things that are evil. But I ask this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would remind us all what you've done for us, where you brought us from, and the places that we can go in you, not in the earth, and not all this stuff, equal this, that, and the other. No, we want to be in you. Whatever you said is what we want to do in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray for our brothers and sisters overseas this morning that you would strengthen them and that you would bless as only you can do. Provide like never before, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning. Ask that you would bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. Have your way here. Feed us today until we want no more. And Father, give us a spiritual ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to each of us today. And give us the Spirit to obey at any cost in the name of Jesus. Strengthen us today to grow more in you. Help us today to be your people that you can bless beyond our imagination. Do it today, Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you. We thank you for your almighty God who have all power. You're the God that's on our side in spite of us. You're the God that looks beyond fault and yet meet our needs. You're the God that's for us. And your word says, if you be for us, you're more than the whole world against us. We trust you this morning and we believe. We thank you right now. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless you this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to his majesty. We thank you. Thank you for your word. For your word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. We're grateful unto you today. Father, we appreciate you, and we love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yeah, he's an on-time God every time. He's for us, and there's nothing he can't do if we can but give it to him and walk away. Trust him with it. All the other things he has done for you, he'll do this thing here for you as well. He won't leave you nor forsake you. He said he will be with us until the end. And we trust him to do just that this morning. Yeah, because without him, we can do nothing. We must trust him if we want to continue on, if we want things to get better. We must trust him. Yeah. And he's coming in and fix it for us over and over and over again. Yeah. I'm so grateful that I know him for myself. I'm so grateful that I can pray for me. Yeah, believe in God, knowing not only does he hear, but that he will answer. Ah, yeah. And I'm thankful that he saved me one day. It was him that sanctified me. He set me aside unto himself. I work for him. Yeah, all that I need to do now should be for him, in him and through him. Oh, yeah, so I'm grateful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for his suffering this morning. Ah, yeah, his hanging, his bleeding, his dying, His rising with all power. Hallelujah. He made a way to redeem us back to him. Today I can say I'm one of the redeemed because of what God has done. He so loved us. He sent his only begotten son. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a God that loves his people. He was willing to allow his begotten son to die for us. Now, you know, if he allowed his son to die, that begotten son to die, what won't he do for us? There's nothing he won't do. Whatever we need, he's going to supply it. And in many cases, the things that we want, if it will align with his will, he gives us our wants. When I look out, he keeps the sun back from the land. Keep the moon and the stars in the sky, not on the earth to destroy us. Keeps the water from the land. Keep the trees growing, the wind blowing, we breathing. Yeah, he made a way for us. And we need to give him glory because he's worthy. I say he's more than worthy. Hallelujah. Because he went beyond for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Our scripture reading this morning, we're looking at 1 Peter and in the New Testament. And I'm reading from the King James Version. That's my book. And I'm looking at chapter 5 and verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. And this is what it says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Now that's true. All the things I've already said prove to me that this word holds true. He sent his begotten, his only begotten son, to do all of the things he's done and went through for me. People lied on him, spit on him, they beat him, did all kind of things. Came against him, tried to trap him up with, and trick him up with words and all kind of stuff. But he stood his ground, and he yet went to please the Father. The cup was heavy. That was a heavy burden, all the sins of the world upon you. That was real heavy. And when he was in the garden, he asked God to pass the cup. He said, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Because he knew if he was willing to do the will of the Father was going to strengthen him that he could go through, and that's what he did. But God yet rewarded him because he rose with all power. And the same thing for us today. It will go through it. Telling God, not my will, but your will be done. Strengthen me as your will is being done. Educate me in you and in your word as your will is being done. Because when we get through, the outcome is going to be great. It's going to be in our favor. We're going to have joy from it and happiness. And it'll bring peace. And it'll prepare us for the next trial. Because he's sending trials that come to make us strong. They come to teach us lessons. They come to help us to become better godly people. Trials come to help us to be like Jesus. Your songwriter wrote a song that says, I want to be like Jesus. Glory. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus when he comes. Oh, he's coming on a cloud. Every eye shall see him. I want to be like Jesus when he comes. Ooh, I want to love just like him. I want to love just like him. I want to love like Jesus when he comes. Oh, he's coming on a cloud. Every eye shall see him. I want to love like Jesus when he comes. Because, see, if you practicing love now, if you're practicing being like Jesus now, if we're watching our thoughts and watching the things that we do and the way that we do them and who we do it to, we're rehearsing to be just like him. We're preparing for his return. When I looked over Matthew, I believe it's 25, where it talks about the five virgins, 10 virgins, five was wise and five was foolish and all of this. And five of them, I believe, didn't have enough oil. Their lamps was going out. So someone told them to go and buy oil. And while they was gone, the bridegroom come and they went in for the wedding. They missed out on the wedding because they didn't prepare those lanterns to be filled with oil, that it would last until the bridegroom come. So today we want to prepare for the bridegroom that's coming. We don't want our oil to go out, our lamps to go out, the light to go out. Every day we want to get up in him. We want to get up knowing that God is going to see us through the day. But we want to be preparing during the day our minds, our hearts, so that the way that we do things is pleasing and acceptable unto Almighty God. You often hear me say, he does not accept any old thing. And many times because he don't destroy us, people think we all right with it. You know, God didn't do this and he didn't do that, so we good with that. No, simply because he don't destroy you, it does not mean he accepted. He's pleased. See, when our way please the Lord, there's nothing he won't do for us. So we want to do that daily, which is pleasing and acceptable unto him. Why? We can cast our cares upon him. He cares for us. And when I tell him about my situation, he come in and he fix it. Things that have set up for me to fail, he turn it around and make me successful. Things that would have took me under, he remove it and replace it with something better that would cause me to lift up higher in him. Trials should give us faith. Trials should give us more trust. Trials should allow us to know this. He's right here with us. Tell him what you need to tell him. Don't ask to come out of the trial. Ask to strengthen me as I go through the trial. And Lord, let me get every ounce of lessons that I'm supposed to have. Let me learn from this. I don't want to memorize. I want to learn. Because there's another trial coming after this that may be greater than this one. And if I have endured this trial, then I can endure the next trial. Let me tell you something this morning. Not only that he cares for us, but he's faithful. He's a faithful God. See, some of us, we faithful in certain things that we like. Some things we do out of habit. It's not faithfulness, it's out of habit. I wake up early every morning. God allow me to wake up because it's a habit that I like to do. I want to be in God's perfect will, not what he's permitting me to do. I want to obey him at any cost. See, it cost me because I had friends. But when I came to him, they couldn't hang. They had to go. Now, when I appeared to have God, but I had a form of godliness and I was denying the power thereof, the friends could hang around because it was fake. The minute I come to God for real, and let him come into me and live for real, and made a conscious decision no matter what, I'm going to stay with him. Even if I don't understand what I'm reading, I'm going to continue to read. I'm going to continue to at least try and study. The friends left. Long as I was clubbing, making money, whatever, I had friends. I had associates. I had people I could ask to come in with me on, and they was willing. But when I made up my mind, for God I live or for God I die, I lost friends. Check this out, lost family members. Yeah, they didn't want to be bothered with me because, see, I wasn't about the party. I wasn't about doing things the way that the world does things. I was about doing it the way that God said it should be done, decent and in order. The way I walk down the street, the way I talk to people. And at every opportunity I got, I tried to spread the good news of Jesus. Because Jesus is good news, whether we know it or not. That's good news. That's the best news anyone could ever hear. That God so loved us that he sent his only begotten son, that whoever believe on him won't perish but have everlasting life. I did what I could. And as I continued on, I grew. And as I was growing, he began to do some other things for me. He began to allow me to know why I was here. I could remember I was married, Brother Louis. And I seen this thing on TV. I don't know if it was with Oprah, who wanted to talk show host. And the person on there was saying, well, I'm going away. I got to find myself. So I told me, oh, you need to go somewhere then and find yourself. But guess what? It didn't happen for me until I allowed God to come in and live. It didn't happen for me until I gave him my life. Then I found out my purpose for being here. I found out why I'm here. I'm here to do whatever pleases him. I'm here to do whatever he can accept. See, because it was my dream to become a scientist from childhood to teenage, even in my adult life, I often thought about that, becoming a great scientist. But that wasn't God's purpose for me here. His purpose was for me to spread the good news of his son, Jesus. To spread the good news of him, how much he loves us and how much he cares for us. Somebody said, well, Barbara, how do I cast my cares upon him? You say he cares for me in prayer. You talk to him. And whatever you're saying to him, you mean it from your heart, not from your lips. He don't honor lip service. He honors heart service. So you pray. And you ask God for whatever it is you need help with. If you need something, turn around. You ask him, Lord, turn this around in my favor. And Father, strengthen me that I can trust you more. I can grow in you more. Because, see, a lot of times, according to our prayer, the trial comes to give us what we prayed for. And we running around like we put our finger in an electric socket and our hair sticking up on our head and our eyes are wide and our mouth are open and we just frantic looking and, oh, my goodness, it's what you prayed for. You prayed for peace. So before peace came, turmoil came. You prayed for happiness. Before you got happy, great sadness comes. But we got to look at these trials and remember God won't put any more on us than we can bear. He know how much we can bear. He made us and made us for his pleasure. It don't please God to hurt us. It pleases him to love us. It pleases him to please us. He wants us to be pleased. And not just with materialistic things, not just with money, the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy and the Bentley and all this stuff. That's not all the pleasing God wants to do for us. He wants more to please us spiritually than anything else. Because when you get pleased, spiritually, no matter what comes your way, you can stand. And after standing, you can stand some more because you're standing on the sure foundation of God. You're standing on his word. The heavens and earth will pass away before his word fail, before his word lie. So today we are casting all our cares upon him, for he cares for us. No matter what it is, no matter how small, no matter how large, we're taking it to God in prayer. And we're asking him to take control and fix it for us. Because everything I've ever put my hand to, I messed it up. I'm honest. It got worse before it got better. But when I allow God to fix it, when I tell you it's fixed complete, it don't make me cry. It don't make me sad. I don't care 20 years from now. It won't make me cry and it won't make me sad. It'll make me rejoice in him because he fixed it. It makes me tell him, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Glory to his majesty. This is what it makes me do. It makes me praise him. It makes me worship him 20 years later. Because whatever he does for us, it's going to be top of the line. It's going to be high quality. You don't do junk moves. That's man. Yeah. Even his customer service representatives, the angels of the Lord, are high. Michael, Gable, there's some angels you don't even know the name of. Ah. I said, Lord, send the angels to go and get my money and bring it to me. I need some money. Lord, send the angel. So that when I go to the dentist can be eased with me. You know me, Lord, and you know I don't like the dentist situations. I'm talking about every little thing that concerns me. It concerns him, so I tell him about it. And one reason I do it is because the earth is his. The world and they that dwell therein, the dentist, the doctor, everything and everybody belong to him. He's got the last word on everything. It's raining and I want to go somewhere and I don't want to get wet. I said, Lord, stop the rain and let me get where I'm going and back. How many believe he'll do it? How many believe he has done it? All we do is cast our cares upon him, for he cares for us. Lord, I need some money. He can't find nobody to give me the money. He put it on the ground. Sometimes it's not needed, so he don't even give the money. All I do is wait. And what I thought I needed money for, the situation is fixed, I don't even need the money. And when I say he's an on-time God, yes, he is. He has come on time for me every time, over and over and over and over again. I'm waiting on him right now. I can't do nothing until he comes. All I can do is occupy. All I can do is come over there and help you with something that I can help you with while he worked my situation out. All I can do is pray for those that are going through situations like me or worse or some other situation while he's working my stuff out. But my eye is not on my stuff per se. Because he took it, and once he get it, he going to work it out. No need for me to go back with the stuff or be concerned about it because he's got it now. When I released it out my mouth to him, he took it. When I asked him, he did it right then. But I got to believe this. Faith cometh by hearing the word of God. And not only that, whatever I say out of my mouth, sometimes what I'm feeling in my heart, I say it out my mouth. It comes to pass. Positive things, excuse me. Positive things is what I speak out my mouth to my situation. I heard it and I believe it. And by faith, here it comes. Hallelujah. That's what we need in 2019. We need great faith in God. They told me some people in Birmingham said, you got crazy faith. Yes, I do. I have super great faith in God. people wouldn't believe the things I do. They'd be like, oh, she's a nut. No, I can't do it. Yeah, you can do it. And the more we practice things, the more of a habit it becomes. I went to a school in Jacksonville, Florida that's called Eugene J. Butler. And this is what they taught me. Perfect practice makes perfect. That's what they taught me now. Perfect practice makes perfect. The principal during that time was Mr. Alvin White. And anytime I saw him in the hallway, the cafe, anywhere I saw him, I could ask him, Mr. White, perfect practice make perfect. If I asked him that, he would say, yeah. You can't just practice. You got, even your practice must be perfect. And it's going to perfect whatever it is, ball, 4-H club, whatever you're in, it's going to make it perfect for you. So we want to do a perfect practice with Almighty God and the things he requires of us. Thinking right. Because if we think right, we're going to live right. Keeping our mind on him. It's going to keep us in perfect peace. These are things that's required. These are even instructions from God. You see? Loving our neighbor as we love ourselves. Loving our enemies. We got some things to get down pat. Because, see, we'll say all of this stuff and try to act like we're doing all of this stuff. But when the test come, we'll fail. Y'all done heard me talk about it every day almost. The president. Many Christian believers, they say they are. But they talk about this man like a dog. It tickles me, excuse me. Yeah. And some of the things I see that people put out there about him, oh my goodness. Oh my, it's just, and they say, well, no president ever got on Twitter and rolled out like this. Well, if you saw what they was putting out there about you, and you really wasn't professing Jesus, and it make you angry, you're going to react. See, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. That's to the believer. That's to the true Christian. The true men and women of God, vengeance is mine. Let the wheat and the tares grow together in the day of harvest, I do to separate. You're not going to take no revenge on nothing that come against you. But when you're not walking according to the instructions of God, and you're not casting all your cares upon him, when you see somebody come against you, when you know you're not gay, but they got you in a bikini and you hugging a man, it's going to make you react. So he on Twitter riding out or whatever he does and whatever he say. He had never been a president before. He was hanging with the boys and this and that and how men talk. So when he got up to say something and something come up, he said what he would have said to the boys. But the Christian, the believer, we're going to know some of these things. And even if he's evil, let God revenge. You stop revenging with your lips, because the same thing you say about him, somebody going to say it about you or something worse. Do unto others as you'll have them to do unto you. If you was out there doing all this stuff, really, what would you want from people? You would hopefully want somebody praying for you, that God would enter your heart and that he would save you and sanctify you and fill you with his spirit, baptize you in the Holy Ghost is what you would want. Because if you evil and you out here doing all kind of stuff, that means one thing. The enemy is in control of your mind. There are only two, good and evil, God and the devil. So evil is controlling your mind. And we know once the devil gets your mind, he control it, and he's not going to allow you to do anything good, basically. He will allow you to do enough so that you don't get kicked out or thrown out. But guess what? You're still in there, and when he decides to come back, like Saul, anybody remember Saul had them evil spirits and David had to come over and play the harp to calm him down? We see this in many people that's not in leadership. But we pray for them. We ask God to help. We don't take revenge. And I always put myself in that place. What if that was me? But now when you know better, if you're a preacher and you out here pimping the people, I'm praying for you, but I got to tell you like it is. God loves his people. You hear what he said? Casting your cares upon me, for I care for you. You hear that? And if you out here mistreating God's people, talking about they won't listen, they stiff-necked, they hard-headed, they this, you mistreating them people, let me tell you, God is not pleased. So we have to be careful. And we yet got to, I don't care what you don't like and who you don't like, we yet got to take it to God in prayer. That's a care. Cast it upon God. He cares for you. Oh, Senator so-and-so doing this and the Democrats that and the Republicans. If you're a true believer, you've been in the Word of God. You've been back there with Saul and David. Yeah, the devil hate harps music. Louis, too much. Listen, when you look back there at Saul and David, you see what God did. Saul was running strong. He was in charge. They chose him because he was a man of stature. He was tall, and he had meat on his bone, and he was nice looking. You know, he looked a part of a ruler, so they wanted him, and God allowed it. But before this, God had told Samuel to go tell him, look, I've been more than fair to you. I've been your king. I've shown you love. I've given you things you never had before. Saul went back and told the people. The people said, go tell God. Now listen, the one who made the heavens and earth, you know we something serious. Go tell God, we want what the other people got. We want what the Philistines got. We want what this one got. We want what that, and some of us the same way, we want what the devil got. They got kings and rulers to fight for them. We want the same thing. Samuel went back and told him. He said, look, let them know this, Samuel. They're going to make their daughters confectionary. They're going to have the young men chasing chariots. They're going to take a 10% of everything that they get. Go tell them they don't want to do this. He went back and told him, go back and tell God, listen. The ruler of the heavens and the earth, the maker, all power. Go back and tell all power, we want what we want. We want a king. God see where they was not going to humble down on it and take his advice, so he had to let them get what they got. They got great sufferings. The daughters became bakers and confectionary cooks, and them young men had to chase them chariots. They went to war, and the Saul, he had the best that was in the land, and many folks that had a little bit of something that God was allowing them to keep and growing them in, he took all of that from them. So they had to become dependent on the king's place and suffer, and whatever they did to them, that's what they had to take, and their families. So when we look back, if we go back and see that God didn't really want us to have a president, but we couldn't rest until we got one. And then once we got it, we following up with the president. He can't do nothing. He can't stop wars. God does. He can't heal you. God can. He don't even know you in the earth. He don't even know your name. He don't even know where you live. He only knows those that are close to him. And we follow up what he says. I got to follow God. I can't follow man. I got to follow the one that's got all power. When I look back at my own life, I see I lack a lot of everything. A lot of money, a lot of children, you know. I liked a lot of everything, a lot of clothes, shoes, liked a lot of everything. So I like a lot of God. The one God that have all the power. See, that's a lot. I like the same God that said, let there be light and light appear. I like the same God that sent his son. I like the same God that knocked Saul off the horse on his way to Damascus. This is the God that I choose. This is the God that I stand with. This is the God that I reverence, I worship, I bow down to. He's the only God. And he's worthy this morning. But we follow up the world, but we want the things of God. I'm not following up the world. I'm following God so I can keep getting the things of God. I'm following God, so when I'm sick, he'll heal me. When I'm hungry, he'll feed me. I don't care what is going on in the world. What I need, he's going to supply. Because he supplied need according to his riches and glory by his son, Christ Jesus. Yeah. This God, eyes are in every place. Every place. You know how big the world is? He's beholding the evil and the good. He know what goes on with me every day, even before I tell him. But I tell him so he'll know that I reverence him, and I believe he's right here with me, and I trust him today. So I must cast my cares upon him, for he careth for me. When I look back in the book at Matthew, the tax collector, old cheater and a thief, God called him. When I look at them boys, Zebedee's sons, they out there fishing. Jesus walked back there and called them. Come on. He even linked up with Judas Iscariot. He was one of the 12. But even Judas had a job to do. And did you see how Jesus treat Judas? He told him what he was going to do, but did you see Jesus come against him? I didn't hear no harsh words, you know, because he knew what God said was coming to pass. And when you know that this word of God is true for yourself, you don't have to fret and fight and hoop and holler and the president and the this and the senate and the governor and the city and the this. You ain't got to go through all of that. Because he lives, that's what you tell yourself. I can face tomorrow. Hey, because God lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds my future. Ha! And life is worth the living just because he lives. You hear me? Because he lives. I don't care what they say they're cutting. I don't care what they say they're adding. Taking away this, that. I don't care what the world got gonna have going on. I serve a risen Savior. I serve Almighty God who have all the power. I trust him. I can't trust man. Because his word even told me, trust no man. You heard that song, Louis? He said, trust no man. So I have to trust him. I trust the Son Jesus with my life. Because now my life is hid in him. You understand today? And we need him. And let me tell you this. Proverbs 3:5-7 has blessed me for many a year. My goodness alive. But when we let go of all this old stuff, do you know how less stressful your life will be? Your life will be so much better if we let the things of the world go. Focus more in the spirit. I can read certain scriptures that'll make me get up out of this chair and do a dance. Just read that scripture. Because it's good for me, and he's talking about me. He has done this for me. He's doing it for me right now, and When I look on Proverbs 3, 5 through 7, it excites me. Because this is a scripture that says, allow me to let stress go, worry go. What they say, go. What they say they're going to do, go. Trust in the Lord, Barbara, with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, in other words, cast your cares upon him. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He's going to direct your path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And guess what? I let it go, whatever it may be. Children, grandchildren, yeah, my best friend, whatever, money, bills, what they say, I have to let it go because I'm trusting in him with all my heart. And I'm not leaning to my own understanding. Again, I'm casting my cares upon him because he cared for me. I'm acknowledging him. I told him about it. Now he's directing my path. But I got to remember to don't be wise in my own eyes. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about what might be done about it. Fear the Lord. And anything wrong I know I'm doing, cut it out, Barbara. Depart from evil. Don't you gossip about people no more. Don't you give people a piece of your mind no more. Don't give them Barbara chapter 4, verses 13 and 14 no more. See, I got to go back and look at things. Make sure I'm not wise in my own eyes. Make sure I'm not leaning to my own understanding. Make sure I'm not doing anything evil. He's going to come in there and direct that path. Not only that, but sometimes he'll lead you to it, and before you get there, he already did it. He already fixed it. I can remember many days right here sitting in this chair, right here doing the morning show. The dial was severe. Y'all have no clue. The dial was severe. I did the show just like I didn't have a dial because I didn't. He had it. And I would get off the show, and he done showed up and completely showed out. Because I didn't stop the work because there was a need. I didn't stop my work because there was a want. I didn't go see about somebody because I'm in dire need. I said I left it on the altar with him. I prayed about it. I acknowledged him. And I cast my cares upon him. Because I know he cares for me. So I went to help somebody else. And when I got back home, it was all straightened out for me. My goodness alive. If you only knew what that Proverbs 3, 5 through 7 really would do for you, it lightens the load. It takes away stress. It takes away being over-concerned. It'll let you look to the hills from which cometh your help again. You'll be too busy casting your cares upon him and other people's cares. You'll be too busy casting them upon God to have time to play around with all this stuff. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We're passing through simply. We're headed home. Those of us that's preparing for his coming, we're headed home. We punch the time clock. But there's a day coming when you'll clock out for the last time. Yeah. No more crying, no more dying, no more weeping, no more worrying, no more over-concern. None of that. All of that will be over. So some of us still worry. And it's a sin. Either we're going to trust God or we're not going to trust him. Either you're going to allow him to fix it or you're going to fix it. And we know you can't. It'll be a bigger mess than it is. So we learn in daily to cast our cares upon him, every care, for he careth for us. Isn't that beautiful? That is just beautiful to me. 1 Peter 5 and 7, chapter 5, verse 7, casting all, Peter said all, A-L-L, that's a big word. us humongous world. You know how big all is? How many cares have you had in your life? That's a big thing. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. All of them, he said, cast it on him. Tell God about it all. Yeah, tell God the kind of wedding ring you want. I just seen a woman been proposed to, getting ready to get married. Tell him that ring that you really want. Tell him about the house you want. Somebody said not too big and not too small, something I can manage. I can hear that. Go on and tell him about it. Cast your cares upon him. Because, see, that's a care for you. You want that. These are things you want. Tell him you wanna be filled with the Holy Ghost. You want to walk in holiness because he's holy. You want to live holy because he's holy. You want to be holy because he's holy. Tell him about it and watch what happens. And we be careful the way we think. We guard our thoughts. We guard our heart. Yeah. And watch what he does. The more spiritual we become, the stronger we become in him. I need all the strength to get through the day. Even when I'm sleeping, I need him. Yeah. Because without him, I can do nothing. If I go to sleep without him, I may not wake up. Yeah. In the 8th verse, it says this, be sober. How many know we can be drunk with doubt? Anybody ever heard that before? How many know when we don't believe God, we drunk? Because you're not thinking with a sober mind. A sober mind tells us God can handle it. A sober mind tell us to cast our cares upon him, for he careth for us. A sober mind will tell us, acknowledge him in all your ways. He's going to direct your path. A sober mind going to tell us, try Jesus. 8 says, be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And if he catch you slipping, he'll speak to you and that thing will grow. Yeah. He'll speak to you, oh, you're not going to get that house. Your credit, oh, ain't nobody giving you a house. Your credit bad. You ain't making enough money. You need more money. And you want that house over there in that neighborhood? No, they're not finna do that. See, he come in as a roaring lion, and he's seeking whom he may devour, and whoever will allow him to get in there, or he'll blow it out of proportion. You won't get the house because you don't believe. You won't even go and apply. Oh, you want a new car? You can't even afford it. You don't make enough money for no new car. Let me tell you, God is a way maker. If he give you a brand new car, he going to make the brand new payments. You hear me? If he give you a house, he going to make the house note. Whatever he gives to you, he's going to take care of it. He takes care of it. He's going to open a door and make a way. When I closed the store down and moved, I often tell you, I didn't have no way to make no truck payment, and I just got that truck. I got the truck down October of 15, moved in here in 16. And I didn't have no way to make no truck note. And insurance? No, I wasn't doing nothing. I wasn't making no money. I couldn't do it. He came in and opened the door. With that amount of money that I needed to pay the truck note. Do y'all hear me what I'm telling you? He's that kind of God. Yeah, but we got to cast the cares upon him, for he careth for us. And don't let nobody tell you, oh, don't pray and ask God for money. Oh, don't pray and ask God for that. He's not going to do that. No, you need to do that. Then he said over in verse 9, this is 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 9, whom resisteth steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. More than us going through this. We're resisting the devil in the faith. He said, if you resist him, he'll flee. Now, I don't mean he's not coming back, but when he come back, resist him again. All of these are perfect practices. We're learning more and more how to resist the enemy. Stand on the word of God. Cast our cares upon him, for he's the one that cares for us. Yeah. And 10 says, but the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory, look at this, by Christ Jesus. After that, ye have suffered a while. Make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you these trials makes us strong? They educate us. They give us lessons. They help us to go through the next trial. He said, makes you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Now, that's the word. You can't hold that against me. I wasn't there when God inspired man to write it. I didn't have no input into it. I couldn't give no input. He's a perfect God. He knows everything. I didn't need to put nothing because I don't know nothing. What I got, he had to give it. My goodness of value. And 11 says, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Casting our cares upon him, for he cares for us. And that should be easy for us. But sometimes we get so caught up into the thing, we can't even remember to pray. I don't even feel like telling God about this. This done aggravated me. I'm telling him. Lord, it aggravated me so I didn't even feel like telling you. Not that you don't know already, but Lord, this, and that, and that, and that, and I need you to fix it for me, and Lord, I need you to lift this burden from me. And if it be his will, which most times is his will, he going to lift it. But Lord, I know that there's a lesson in this for me. Give me the lesson. Let me see the lesson in this. What you're trying to teach me. Because he's always trying to teach us all. Yeah. And see, we want to come together on one accord as one. We want to come together as the people of God, loving one another and exhorting one another and just doing all we can for each other. Yeah. Sometimes you'll hear me talk about people. Oh, this is my good friend, Dr. Goodman. Oh, I was looking for Minister Shonda to say something. Oh, hey, Mike. Hey, Pastor Herring. Hey, Brother Louis, this and that. You hear me talking to folk. You know why? He wants us to love one another and come together with each other. Good morning, Sister Linda. I just saw that. Where there is a way, where there is no way, God will make a way. Amen. I'm with you when you're right. Yeah. Because these are things we need to focus on. Because we think we're doing it, but we're hitting and missing. We're overlooking and we're stepping over some things. But God wants us to come back and make our calling and election sure. By even the enemy loving, vengeance is mine. They're different. All these things, really, we got to pay more attention because we're preparing. I promise you, if you ask God to help you with your thinking, Lord, let me think right. Lord, teach me to think right and teach me to cover my heart. Father, teach me to watch as well as pray. Yeah, he's able. don't make us perfect, and it don't make us walk around like we all are bad, and I got the perfect wand, and if you don't do this and that, poof, be gone. No, we don't have to go through that. We love one another. And when we see a sister or brother at fault, we go to them in the most humblest way that we know how. Pray before we go, pray while we're going to them. Lord, help me. Don't let me offend them. Lord, don't let them get upset, but let them see the love in this. Yeah. And it's all right today in Jesus' name. Listen, the studio is open. I'm going to one more song. And if there's anyone has something to say this morning, please feel free to press that number one and come in. I think I saw Sister Lushia today. I'm not sure that was her, but I think that was her came in. Yeah. Good morning to you, everybody, everybody, everybody. Good morning, Sister Lexus. Good morning, Dr. Goodman. Good morning, C.I. Good morning, Sister Diane, Sister Laura. Good morning to you, Mary Ann. Again, Sister Lushelle. Good morning to you, Sister Julie. God bless you this morning. Good morning to you, Sister Rose Brown. Good morning to you, Sister Rita. God bless you this morning. Yeah, I see Sister Julie. God bless you. God bless you this morning. Thank God for you tuning in. Good morning to you, Brother Jermaine, and Brother Anthony, Brother D, Brother Glenn, Brother Dan. Hey, Mike. Good morning to you, Pastor Herring. God bless you this morning. I hope I didn't leave anybody out. Yeah, good morning to you. God bless each and every one. And some faithful listeners come every morning, those that come through the podcast, you know, in the evening after work when they have time to listen. Yeah, while they're doing some work on the computer or whatever you may be doing. Some people get home, kick their shoes off, and get comfortable, some comfortable clothes, start dinner. They turn on Jesus in the morning. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. And I thank God. I thank God. I just thank him for the people. Because you have a better time when you have people coming with you. Yeah. And when two agree the same way, it's a beautiful thing. Because even the word says, how can two walk together except they agree? So I'm grateful unto the Lord for everyone this morning. God don't have to send people your way. You don't have to send people who will love you and support you. And some people don't have money, but they pray. And the prayers of the righteous avail as much. Those that pray in faith avail as much, let me tell you that. God counted Abraham's faith as righteousness, not what he was doing. Abraham believed God, didn't you? Didn't you see he took the boy out there, Isaac on out there? He was going to sacrifice Isaac. God saw his heart. He had faith. And he told him, hold up there, Abraham, don't do that. Look over there. I provided a sacrifice. There's a lamb in the bush. Yeah. You see, I love him today. I love him today. And I thank God for each and everyone he sent my way. I thank him for the sacrifices. Hallelujah. You made to share with me. I thank God for you today. Thank God for you. Dr. Goodman bought a pair of the BP Gospels. Yes, she did. Bought a pair. I was floored over there, Sister Di. But God is faithful. And he's faithful in many things and in showing you things and this and that. If we'll just submit to him. Yeah, I was praying yesterday for us, all of us here, all of those that will come after us. You know, prayed yesterday, talking to the Lord about some things. Yeah. I want everybody to be blessed. I want miracles falling upon everybody. And whatever way you need them, if you need healing, if you need whatever, more spiritual walk, a closer walk with God, I want to understand this about you, Lord. I want to understand that about your word. Whatever it is, I want God to rain it down upon you miraculously. And if you need materialistic stuff in the natural, money, clothes, house, car, insurance, whatever, furniture, whatever it may be, I pray that the Lord rain that down upon you too, miracles. Computers, some people need new computers. Some people need a job, a stable job. Paying them what they need to be paid so that they can support themselves. I pray for that, that God will rain down miracles and that you would become the supervisor on your job. I saw some things coming, and all we want to do is keep praising God, because the more we praise him, the more blessings come down upon us. And when we just stretch out into praise, I mean, just forget about you and just really praise God. When I say the true blessings of heaven come down upon you, every blessing from heaven is really true. But what I mean, it comes in a way where you know this is from heaven. My goodness, from Zion. This is from on high. Only God could have did this one for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, it'll make you cabbage patch. It'll make you cut a rug. Oh, glory to his majesty. He's able this morning, and I thank him. Listen, again, the studio is open if there's anyone have something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one. We got some time. I'm going to this one this morning.
But I come to tell you tonight, somebody asked the question one day, say, is there anything too hard for God?
But I know who can. man, me nah back down, me nah back down, me nah back down. Satan kingdom must come down, it must come down. Go like I said, it a go far to the ground, far to the ground. Hurry
warrior. Get up and fight. Get up and fight. Cause we are warriors.